Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, starting from verse 1. We're going to be reading through to verse 11. Very familiar story, and then we're going to pull some things out of this. So are we ready to go? Let's read it together. Well, you don't have to read it with me, but just read along with me. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. He," that's Jesus, "noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon," who is also known as Peter, "its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish.' 'Master,' Simon replied, 'we worked hard all night, didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again.' And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, 'Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man.' For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people.' And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus." Great story, hey? Powerful, powerful. The subject that I want to talk to you guys about today is the opening statement, "And it came to pass." It's a statement that is spread throughout the whole Bible, from the Old Testament through to the New Testament. And it usually is meant as a statement to say, "And it happened," or "This happened next." We actually find this statement over 120 times in the Bible. But this morning, I want us to see it in a slightly different light. Do you know, there are different situations that some of us are going through right now. And some of them are good and some of them are bad. Would that be true? Right now, if I took a snapshot of your life, you could think of some things that are great and you are winning. And there are some other areas of your life where you're like, "I wish that would change," like right now. Well, I want to tell you, whatever it is that you are currently going through, the opening statement of that story is quite prophetic because it says, "And it came to pass." Friends, whatever we are going through right now, I want you to know something. It has come to pass. It didn't come to stay. It came to pass. Everything that you are currently going through right now, if we were to talk to you in a month's time, there are some things that right now you are going through that will not be in your life any longer because it will have come, but it will have also passed. And the reason why I've chosen this story is because maybe you've never seen this before, but this story basically swings from good to bad, back to good again, and back to bad. It's a roller coaster of highs and lows and back again. Have a look at what it says. We're not going to read it, but just hear me out here. It says Jesus got into the boat. That's got to be good. Jesus says, "Let your nets down," but they say, "Lord, we've worked all night, we've caught nothing." That's got to be bad. Jesus says, "Let your nets down," and then the nets are full. That's got to be good. But then the nets start breaking. That's got to be bad. But then they call out to their friends in the other boats. Well, that's got to be good. But then as their friends come to help them out, their boats start sinking. That's got to be bad. But then Simon gets a revelation about Jesus that you must be the Messiah. Well, that's got to be good. But then he gets a revelation about himself. But I'm a sinful man. That's got to be bad. And in one story, we see good, bad, good, bad, good. And you think your life should be different. I'm telling you right now, life is full of the roller coaster moments, and every day there is some good and there is some bad. But I want to tell you something right now. It has all come to pass. It has all come to pass. Nothing is designed to actually stay. Life is full of these moments. Are you in a great season right now? Things are working out. Marriage has never been better. That's great. That is fantastic. But friends, it will come to pass. What are you saying, Pastor Richard? Well, there's going to be moments when it's not so good. That's just the reality of life. We have highs and then we have lows. Are you going through a really, really tough season right now, thinking that you're never going to get through it? Friends, it's not normal for you to stay there. It's going to come to pass. Now, we rejoice when we talk about the bad times passing, but we're not so happy when we talk about the good times passing. But friends, it's a balance of both, and it's designed to be that way. When I was in Bible college, I used to work up at the Ford Motor Factory, Motor Company, which is a thing of the past now. And so I was working on the assembly line, and as I'm working on the assembly line, I used to have to install the seats to the different cars that would come along the assembly line. And sometimes there would be a car that I really, really, really liked. It was like, at the time, it was the new Capri. Do you remember when they Ford made it? That's how old I am. That was the new Capri. And as it would come down, it would be a shiny red, and it would be a beautiful little car. And, you know, and it would come past me that I'd have to grab the seat and put it in. I was going through Bible college. Please don't judge me, all right? This is what I was doing with my life. And then it would go in, and then I'd have to get this special machine, and I'd go... And as good as it was... that car would then pass me by. And then there would be a Ford Falcon station wagon. And then that car would come and you know, I hated working on that car. I hated it because it was hard to get into. It was quite awkward. The seats were much heavier and bigger. But you know what? I want to tell you something right now. Whether I loved the car or whether it was a bad car or a good car, either way, it was coming to pass. Are you hearing? All I had to do was just wait a few more seconds and it would be gone. The good times would come and the bad times would come. Let me tell you what I didn't do. I don't like this car. You know what? I'm not going to install the seats. No, not doing it. I'll wait for it to pass. No, you can't do that. You've got to still do what you've got to do. So you've got to turn up and you... But you know, when the Capri came, I didn't go, "Ooh, I love this car." And then I didn't hop in the car and stay in the car. But I love that. Yeah, I know. But we're supposed to... just allow life to do what it's got to do. What I'm not supposed to do is get highly emotional. Why, Ford? Why are you sending these station wagons my way? You just do it. And also, when the Capri would come, I wouldn't go, "Guys, another..." Like, enjoy it. Enjoy the season. But listen, it's all coming to pass. Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good. If you don't understand that, then you're going to think there's something wrong with your life. I'm telling you right now, it is the way God has designed it. If you're hearing what I'm saying so far, give the Lord a huge round of applause, because we're going to go a little bit deeper. Do you know, in our church right now, wow, like, it's humbling what is going on in our church right now. We are seeing more people come to church than we have ever seen in this place. More people are coming to Jesus. That's got to be good. But you know, at the same time, there are some people that are going through some huge sickness issues in their bodies, and that's got to be bad. All at the same time. We have raised more funds as a church than we have ever raised in our last miracle offering. That's got to be good. But we can't seem to get this VBA planning permit across the line just yet, and that's got to be... So what do? You go, "Yay. Okay, that's just how you do it." Are you in a yay moment with your business? Great. But then there's going to be a nay moment as well. And you've just got to learn to ride the wave. Don't think that it's something strange going on in your world. It's not manic. It's just the way life pans out. Are you with me so far? This is the absolute point here, guys. I'm going to say some things that are just so obvious, but I need you to pretend like they're not so obvious. Are you ready? Friends, we have storms in Melbourne. Did you notice the storms don't last a whole year? a storm comes in and we go, oh, but we, what do we know as we see that storm coming? Okay, we do brace ourselves. We do try and wind up the windows on our cars and we do close the sunroof and we maybe don't plan a picnic. Is that right? But do you go, what am I going to do for the next year? Is that, does anyone say that to me? What am I going to do for the next 12 months? Because there's a storm coming. We all know the storm's coming, but we all know it shall also come to pass. We all know that. We also know in Melbourne, when the sun is shining, it's probably going to come to pass in about 3 minutes. So you better hurry up and enjoy it. But whether it's sunshine or whether it's rain, we all know it's going to come to pass. Why don't we tend to see seasons like that? Let me tell you, friends, this is such a healthy thing to understand. Let me suggest to you that if the sun did shine all year, friends, if it shined for another 3 years and it kept shining for 10 years, some of us think that would be a great thing. The only thing is you couldn't be able to wash your car or drink water because we would be in a drought. And some of us hate the fact that it rains, but if you don't have the rain, you don't have water to drink. And sometimes we just want permanent sunshine in our relationships, just permanent sunshine. You know what? I'm not trying to speak bad things into your relationship, but you know, sometimes that's the place where you grow the most. I've heard it said like this before, mountains are for inspiration, but fruit is grown in the valley. Are you hearing this? Come on, I'm not saying that we ought to be living in a valley all the time because that too comes to pass, but it's the ups and the downs that actually make life really sweet and really beautiful. But what about sickness, Pastor Rich? I mean, I've got to be honest with you, you know, I'd love to hear what you're saying. I would love sickness to pass me by. You know, I've been experiencing this sickness for the last 2 or 3 or 4 years. Well, you know what? You can't read your Bible without seeing people in the same situation as you and me. Do you know there was a guy one day and he was lying beside a pool called the Pool of Bethesda? And do you know how long he was lying there, paralyzed? 38 years. He was lying beside that pool longer than some of us have even been born. He was lying beside a pool, hoping that God would do something for him. Do you think he had every right to believe that this was not going to pass him by? After 38 years. If you had something going on in your world for 38 years, would you start to think, I don't think this is going to pass me by? Come on, let's be honest. Come on, get a little bit loud out there. Would you agree that for 38 years, you'd start to think, this is pretty much the way it's going to be. This is the habit I'm always going to have. This is the way I'm always going to speak. This is the way my relationship with my parents is forever going to be. But one day Jesus comes along, emphasis on Jesus. And Jesus says to the man, do you want to be made well? Great question for everybody in this place today. If you're going through a tough time, are you enjoying the tough time a little bit too much? Has it defined you? Because Jesus will ask every person in this room, hey, listen, have you just become that person that's got that issue now? Is that who you are? Because Jesus said to this man, do you want to be made well? I would think it's a ridiculous question, but it's not. Because some people have become accustomed to their bad time. They're not expecting a good time to come in any way, shape, or form. I want to challenge that today. Because Jesus said, do you want to be made well? He said, yes. But what did he say? But I can't get down to the pool because when an angel makes a bubble up, that's how you get the healing. What was he doing? He was saying, Jesus, I don't think you can help me. The healing needs to come through a different source. It's over there somewhere. It's over there. It's another conference. If I just had that job, if I just married that guy, I want to ask you a question. Was that the source of the guy's healing in the end? No, it was Jesus. It was Jesus. And this guy, on his 39th birthday, stood up, cutting his birthday cake, having been lying down for 38 years. On his 39th birthday, he cut the cake, standing up. God brought the change. Oh, but Pastor Richard, 38 years is a long time, I know, but it came to pass. It may have taken a little bit longer, but it will come to pass. Come on, we've got to stay in hope. We've got to stay in faith. Come on. We've got to believe that this is just a natural part of life. Some of us want to live this cotton wool, nothing ever goes wrong Christianity. Friends, it's not Jesus. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's not God the Father. It's not the way Jesus did life or the Apostle Paul or anyone else for that matter. It's not normal, friend. What I'm preaching to you today is normal. This is what God has got planned for us. Don't believe me? The Apostle Paul, he gets excited because he's going to go to Rome and preach to Caesar, hoping that Caesar gives his life to Jesus, and then all of a sudden the whole empire, the whole Roman Empire would become Christians. He's excited about it. So he's on a ship. Some of us know this story. He's on a ship heading to Rome. But a storm comes and the ship sinks. Well, that's got to be bad. Please preach with me. That's bad. But the Bible says that not one of them drowned. They all got to the shore. Well, that's got to be. When they start making a fire, the Apostle Paul puts some wood on the fire and a snake jumps out and bites him on the hand. That's got to be. All of a sudden, the people of the island start to think that he's a cursed murderer. Yeah, that's got to be bad. And now they're waiting for him to die. But the venom doesn't kill him. That's got to be. But now they start worshiping him as a god. Well, that's got to be. But no, my life should be different, Pastor Richard, than to Jesus, than Simon Peter, than Paul. I want my life to just be permanently bad, or I want it to be permanently good. Friends, it's not going to happen. You're going to have some good things. You're going to have some bad things. God's going to have his way in your life. Give him a huge round of applause if you know what I'm saying. See, some of us love quoting the passage of Scripture that you're going to read in a moment. But this is the way it starts. And this is the context of this Scripture. The Apostle Paul in Philippians says, he says, not that I was ever in need, guys. He says, because I have learned, everyone say learned. I've learned to be content with whatever I have. Have you learned that as well? I know, he says, how to live on almost nothing or with everything. What's he saying? I've learned to deal with the good. I've learned to deal with the bad. He says, I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or an empty stomach. What's he saying? Good and bad. With plenty or with little. What's he saying? Good and bad. And then he says, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what that verse is all about. It's telling you that you can have Jesus' strength. When you're going through good times, you need his strength. When you're going through bad times, you need his strength. Why do I need his strength in the good times? Because you can start to think that you're the one responsible for it. Because you can start to become so proud that you don't even think you need to pray anymore. Listen, it's harder for Jesus to keep you close to him during the good times than it is the bad times. Some of us think that bad times is what takes us away from the Lord. That's not what the parable of the sower teaches us. It actually teaches us that it's the pleasures of life that take us away from him. So listen, some of you know that I've got a nice black car out there that I like a lot. And I'm going to tell you, it's when I get into that car, it's good times. It's almost illegal times. Almost. But I keep the law and I never break the speed limit. I've got to tell you, you know, when I get into that car, how many of you know it's a good time? But let me tell you what I also choose to do. Thank you, God. Thank you. It's not about this, but thank you for this. This is just a great season right now. But then when I get to my first appointment, it's bad times again. Or it could be good times. Who knows what it is? What I'm saying is learn to embrace it all. Just learn to embrace it all. But listen what I'm saying to you. When I'm sitting in that car, thank you, Jesus. There's no pride. There's no pride. It's just a car, guys. But am I thankful for it? Yeah. And I think that's all he wants. I don't think God is overly concerned about rubber and metal and what it represents. He just wants to know what's going on in your heart. Do you think you're better than everybody now, Richard? No, I don't, God. I just love technology. I just love, great, enjoy it. Do you think you're better than everyone? Well, we'll see where you end up. I love that thing. So I'm going to keep my heart really good and really humble. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes it's harder to stay in that season. So listen, I just want to break this down for you into two things with the little bit of time I got left. What do we do during the good times? And what do we do during the bad times? Are you ready? I just want to give you some real good application here right now. Okay, so you're going through the good times. Life is good. The different areas of your life that are good, what do? Number one, value it. Value it. Don't just think, oh, well, it's sunshine. No, no, say thank you, Lord, that it's sunshine. If your kids aren't on drugs, value that. Value that. Talk about it all the time. Tell them all the time, I'm so thankful for who you are, guys. You're so focused and you're living a life that doesn't give us grief. Thank you for being. Or do our kids only ever hear from us when they're doing something bad? Why don't you clean your room? The kid has got a double degree, but you've never mentioned that. All we want to talk about is that their room's not clean, they haven't saved enough money. And they're like, what do I have to do? It's a good time, Mum. It's a good time, Dad. Just tell me it's a good time. Value it. Because the bad times are coming. They are coming, and we need to talk and speak into that as well. But when it's a good time, come on, ladies, guys, if your marriage is just at its peak at the moment, are you valuing it? Because listen, this is the honest truth. The season you're in could come to pass quite quickly. In other words, there could be a challenge coming your way, and you've missed an opportunity to value the good time. Is this okay? Are you with me? Come on. Richmond supporters, value this time. Seriously. Carlton supporters, okay, we got one. We got two now. We got two for a whole season. Just value it. I'm walking around like we're premiers now. Mate, we beat them by 33 points, 35 points. Mate, we are legends. Still sitting firmly on the bottom of the ladder, but I'm valuing it because next week, bad times are coming again. That's the honest truth. But Richmond supporters, listen, the bad times are coming. Yeah, look, I'm not looking in that direction over there, right? But it always comes around because, like, for example, Carlton have got 16 premierships, right? Yeah. Oh, see, bitterness creeps in, guys. Bitterness creeps in, right? See, how much did you buy, he says. See, that's just what happens when... Right? Okay, listen, if you're in a good time at the moment, don't fear the bad days. Don't fear them. Don't go, oh, man, it's really good at the moment, but what's about to happen next that is bad? Don't do that. Because I'll tell you why don't do that, because they are coming. And so you're going to be living in worry during the good times, and then you're going to be worrying during the bad times. So you're going to be one perpetual storm. No, if you're in the happy times, just challenges are coming. So just enjoy the sunshine. We had a beautiful day here in Melbourne yesterday, didn't we have a beautiful day? But we all knew today was coming. But did you not go out there and still enjoy yesterday? See, you didn't stay in your house and go, look, it's sunny out there, but tomorrow's going to be cloudy, so just stay home as well today. None of us did that. Yeah. Now, listen, why is it important to get out there in the good times, in the sunshine times? Because you need the vitamin D. Yeah. Physically. Now, I'm not talking physically, though, but you do physically. But listen, you've got to absorb the good times because that's what gets you through the bad times. Are you hearing me? You got. When you absorb the good times and you're just loving it, when you go through the bad times, you can go back to thinking about the good times. Or you can be believing that the good times are still ahead of you. Are you hearing this? You know, in Poland, they have very long winters. They're very cold, up to minus 20 degrees. And we've noticed that when we go there in the summer, you know, in Australia, you drive past a park, there's a few people there. There might be one picnic or two picnics happening on a beautiful sunny day. In Poland, it is like the MCG. There are people everywhere. Why? Because they don't get much sunshine. And if they don't get the vitamin D during the summer, they get very sick in the winter because they're indoors the whole time pretty much. So they get all their vitamin D during the summer period, which is only for about 3 months, and then they can sustain the winter. That's what we need to do when we're going through the good times. Rejoice, praise God, love what's going on, praise people, encourage people, live it, love it, because the tough times are coming. But it's okay, because we know that we can get through it. Why? Because it all comes around again. The summer is coming around. Are you with me? Do you know what depression is, friends? Let me tell you what depression is. Depression is thinking that your current situation will never change. Depression is you thinking, I'm not talking about the clinical, chemical depression, by the way. I'm just talking about what most people are experiencing, which is they're just full of anxiety and worry about the future. That's what most people are experiencing. There are some that you just need to go for a walk and go get the right chemicals back into your brain. We get that. But for most people, you're just really filled with anxiety. And God would say to you today, listen, get the vitamin D. to combat your depression. Celebrate, win, life, love. I don't know what the future holds for our church next week, but this week, it's good times. So we're just going to celebrate it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be the pastor of this church for very long if all I did was be worrying about the bad times. Are you okay with that? If you're in bad times, are you ready? Don't be shocked by it. Please don't be shocked. John 16:33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. He says, in this world, you will have trouble. Some of us read over that verse. In this life, in this world, you will. Is your job in this world? You're going to have trouble. Your relationship in this world? You're going to have trouble. Are your kids in this world? You're going to have trouble. Otherwise, Jesus doesn't know what he's talking about. He does. But he says, so there's the bad. There's the bad. He says, but take heart because I've overcome the world. There's the good. There's the bad. There's the good. There's the bad. There's the good. Don't be shocked by trouble, friend. Don't think to yourself, maybe I've done something really, really wrong. Well, you may have. Good chance you haven't. It's just life. Tide goes out, the tide comes back in. There's the good. Are you getting what I'm trying to say this morning? Is it sinking in? Don't be shocked by trouble, friend. It really breaks the heart of God when you think that you're somehow not God's favourite because you have troubled times. Well, that's not true. You've had some great times too. Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow. Come on, Matthew 6, 34. He says, because tomorrow is going to worry about its own things. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. There's going to be trouble. That's okay. But this is the part I love the most. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Come on, let's read this one out together. 1, 2, 3. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. I like that. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them, and they're going to last forever. You're going through some tough times at the moment? Poke the person beside you and say, they won't last very long. Yeah. They won't last very long. Pastor Richard, my kids are driving me crazy. Yeah. You know what? They eventually turn 25 and move to Sydney. They won't last very long. And here you are, but they just won't go to bed and they just won't eat their food, and eventually they grow up and they don't sleep in their beds anyway and they don't eat your food any longer. Like, soak it up, friend. Soak it up. Life is good. Life is bad. Life is good. Life is bad. It's like, who cares? Whether it comes, whether it goes, it's all good. I'm going to keep a sweet spirit about me. It won't last very long, friend. Come on, someone came to church to hear this today. It won't last very long. Come on, someone came today to hear this. It won't last very long. Highs and lows. Do you want to hear? I've got one more for you. Are you ready? This is from God's perspective. This is God's perspective. He creates man. That's good. We sin against him. That's bad. He sends his son to save us. Well, that's good. We kill him and crucify him. That's pretty bad. But God raises him from the dead. That's good. But if you reject him, you end up in an eternity without him forever. That's bad. But if you pray a very simple prayer and ask him into your life, you end up spending eternity with God forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabacki and pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you. that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.